Back here at John Field Gymnasium, we're ready to tip off the game between the Silver Streaks and the Metamora Redbirds. Let's go down to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for tonight's starting lineup.
6'5", junior forward, number 32, Tian Chin. 6'2", junior guard, number 33, Jackson Greaves. And a 6'7", senior center, number 34, Ben Friday. And the head coach is Mr. Danny Greaves. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6'1", senior guard, number 12, Ross Lamont Ross. 6'2", senior guard, number 20, Johnson, Chad Johnson. 6'4", senior forward, number 23, Butler, Aslan Butler. 6'3", senior forward, number 30, Garnett, Austin Garnett. And a 6'5", junior forward, number 40, Carl, Ryan Carl. Assistant coaches are Steve Cheeseman, Troy Noble, and Rob Williams. And the head coach for the Silver Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. The managers are Ms. Hannah Hawkins and Ms. Chelsea Wigan. Referees for this contest, Brad Gooding, Dave Hasley, and Randy Leitner.
As always, our thanks to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for tonight's starting lineups. Nice that he gets Hannah and Chelsea in there with the managers. You don't get that every place you go. Nice to get them a little recognition.
Yeah. We lost Hannah from up here. She was next to us all last year or two filming, and she's moved down to the court, so a promotion.
Well, that's fine. They were both sitting there eating M&M Blizzards when I got here, and they didn't have anything for us, so just send them down there. We don't need them. We're underway. Metamora wins the tip. The Redbirds are 4-0. Silver Streaks come in at 4-2, having lost their last two. Last Saturday night against Thorn Ridge, and then last night against the Moline Maroons. Around the screen, top of the circle, they swing it left over to Jared Deem, a 6'4 senior. Out to Jackson Greaves, a 6'2 junior. And he looks long. Man, he looks bigger than 6'2 out there. On the outside, Joe Cannell, the smallest guy on the floor for Metamora, listed at just 5'9, and even he looks bigger than that. On the right side, Tian and Chen. Now top of the circle it goes to Jared Deem, who brings it around to the right side. Inside the arc, Cannell skips it over to the left side to Chen, brings it back out to Greaves on the outside. And they start all over again, just short of half court. We're almost a minute into the game. Metamora has had it inside the arc only once. Didn't even look to shoot at that time.
Streaks come out in a straight man-to-man, switching off very well, doing a good job.
Quick pass down low, and they get the open look to Ben Friday, and the 6'7 senior puts it up and in from the low blocks. Metamora strikes first, and for the first time all season, Galesburg does not score the first basket of the game.
Well, once they got it to Friday down there, it was all over. He's 6'7", and when he gets it there, unless he misses the layup, it's 2 points. We have nobody that can go up in that rare air.
Aslan Butler on the right side on the outside, trying to dump it in, skips it back out to Lamont Ross near the top of the circle. Garnett comes out for it at the high post, hands off to Butler. It's free throw line over left side to Chad Johnson.
No.
Back inside to Aslan, who shoots it from just inside the volleyball line. That's a long rebound, goes back out to him after that big miss. He takes it all the way to the low blocks. Pump fake, up and in.
That's a little higher percentage shot there for Aslan.
That's what he wanted to do the whole time. He was just thinking, get the rebound and take it in. Had it figured out the whole time. Sophomores won tonight for the Silver Streaks, their first victory of the year, 66-55. Just underway in the varsity contest, 2 minutes in. It's 2-2. Both teams score on their opening possession.
That shot from Aslan. I'm not sure that Moline's wild shooter even goes that high for a shot.
Oh, sure he does. Lindauer shoots it from anywhere. He shot some long ones last night. He just didn't make as many of them as he usually does. Here's a drive on the inside. A lot of contact. I'm going to call Jared Deem for the jump stop trap.
You know, I compared Lindauer to Jay Scheidler with one of his shots last night. Kelly Cheeseman caught me before I went out of the gym, said, Lindauer is no Jay Scheidler. I said, well, he was on that shot. She said, I'm probably the only one in the gym that knew who you were talking about that goes back that far.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You knew who I was talking about.
Sure I did. On the right side, Aslan Butler on the wing. Chad Johnson at the top. We're tied at two, just underway in the first quarter. Butler fakes a three, drives, finds an opening in the lane, takes it all the way, but it rolls off. And the rebound off of Austin Garnett's leg, back to Metamora. don't know how Aslan found any opening in the lane there, but somehow he managed to work it through. Got a pretty good shot out of the deal, but it was unfriendly on the roll. 2-2, 5:15 to go first quarter. Redbirds wearing the road black under first-year head coach Danny Greaves. First year with the Redbirds anyway. A native of the Peoria area and coaching down south for many years. Now coming back home. Long three on the way. Won't go down top of the circle. Long rebound chased down. Tipped out to Jackson Greaves. And now here's a near steal. Chad Johnson deflects it into the backcourt. Two on one. And Metamora gets it back into the front court after not having numbers defensively in the backcourt. On the outside. Skip it over on the floor to Chen. Top of the circle. It goes to Friday. On the outside, Cannell, the sophomore. Spin move in the lane. Kicks it out. Open three from the right side. Rolls off. And the rebound to Lamont Ross. Jackson Greaves unlucky on the roll for the Redbirds there. And Lamont Ross brings it into the front court. A foul away from the ball as Ryan Carl hits the deck. This will be a foul on Metamora. I think on Ben Friday. And that's his first. And the first team foul on the Redbirds. On the inbounds, Ross to pull the trigger from the left of his own basket. Gets it in to the outside. Butler on the wing. Now into Ryan Carl. Loses his man. Takes it all the way. Too strong off the glass. Rebound to Jared Deem for Metamora. Redbirds controlling the rebounding on the opening. Here's Cannell with a long three. That won't go down. Weak side rebound. Deem knocked out of bounds. Gelsberg gets it back.
Last shot by Ryan Carl. A nice move, but he went off the wrong foot to try and get it up and off the glass. And it's really hard to have your shot be what you want when you're going off the wrong foot. One other thing, speaking of feet, the last time Metamora had the ball before that, a ball went off a player's foot. Traditionally, they call that kicking and take it out of bounds. New rule this year, you've got to actually be determined to be trying to kick the ball in order for play to stop. It doesn't just have to hit a foot, which I think is a good rule.
There's a three by Lamont from the right side. Made his only shot of the game against Moline last night. He makes his first shot of the game here tonight. The Streaks are on top for the first time, 5-2. On the top of the circle, yeah, the rule being if you're passing, then sometimes even instinctively you just sort of stick that foot out to try to deflect the pass, and that's the rule that it's intended for. Here's a dump pass down low through the hands of Ben Friday, but a foul called on Ross for the Silver Streaks. First of the night on Galesburg, 3:33 to go in the first quarter. The Silver Streaks on top, 5-2. Take it back. They're going to call that on Aslan Butler. Didn't read the fingers right from up here. And to the free throw line, Friday. First one, well short. Well, is this a good time to talk about Metamora's free throw shooting compared to what we saw in the game last year over at their place? I remember the Silver Streaks were down double digits in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we played a horrible three quarters.
And 3.5 quarters, really.
Yeah, and then dropped a press on them, so they had some turnovers. And, yeah, they couldn't make free throws to save themselves.
And there's an air ball free throw. They were 0-for-6 down the stretch from the free throw line, including two front ends of the one and bonus, and the Silver Streaks rallied from 13 points down, got a bucket from Brandon Thompson that gave the Silver Streaks their first lead of the game since the first quarter with 2 seconds to go, and they ended up winning the game by a point.
Mm-hmm.
A furious comeback rally. Grant Gibson into the game for the Silver Streaks along with Kendall Thompson, who has it now on the left wing, tries to get it to the inside. It's deflected through the hands of Jackson Greaves, and the Streaks turn it over. Quickly at the other end, this is Greaves taking it into the lane, moving to his left, shooting, comes up short. Ryan Carl with the rebound.
And he did a nice, Ryan came off his man, heads up play, turned around, saw the guy coming in the lane, got an arm up, I think really deterred the shot, and then got the rebound. So a heck of a job by Carl on two fronts there.
On the outside, Ross finds an opening, takes it into traffic, and a nice shot up and in off the glass. Lamont drew some contact, but he was good to get it strong up and in. Off the backboard, 7-2, Galesburg by 5, 2:40 to go first quarter. On the right side, Deem lobs it down low. Quick catch and release by Friday, who banks it in.
Only two field goals have come exactly the same way.
Right on the low blocks on the same side of the basket. Three-on-one break for the Streaks. Thompson fakes, gives to Gibson up and in.
Good job to create that time by Thompson, and he actually set a moving screen for Gibson when he dished it off to him going by. It worked out really well.
Kendall down the lane, faked the pass right, acted like he was going to take it to the basket, and then he ended up dumping it off to the left for Gibson's first basket off the glass. Turn around by Friday with a little baby hook with the left hand. Little up and under. 9-6, Galesburg by 3, 2 minutes to go first quarter. Thompson in the backcourt, working against Greaves, gets it across midcourt, picks up his dribble. Metamora backs off him, passes it over to Lamont Ross in front of the Metamora bench. Here's Carl, top of the circle for three, off the rim, rebound into the hands of Jared Deem for the Redbirds. Crossover dribble, trying to lose Butler, takes it down the lane, plows over Carl, and it's an offensive foul.
And Deem was adjusting in midair. He really only hit the right shoulder of Ryan Carl. And, of course, Carl had had position for a long time and went ahead and fell over and sold it. So nice job by Ryan. Wasn't a real blasting charge, but one nonetheless.
And give Ryan credit for getting back after missing the three on this end. So he does a good job to get back defensively to pick up that charge. Second turnover on Metamora. First foul of the game on Deem. Their second team foul. Ross in traffic at the top of the circle gets the pass away. It's deflected right back to him. Now Kendall Thompson has it. Under 90 seconds to play first quarter. Streaks lead with the ball. 9-6. Carl hands off to Lamont Ross. Now over to Thompson, who backs up toward the volleyball line, resets the offense. Gibson just outside the high post. Hands off to Thompson around a screen, works to the free throw line, size mismatch, gets it off to Butler in the right corner. Fakes, gets Cannell up into the air, drives into the lane, turn around with the right hand, missed everything, tries to save it out of bounds, and he touches it last. It goes back to Metamora.
I looked over at Coach Mike Reynolds for his reaction after that shot, and it was fairly predictable. He's going to go somebody off the bench.
And the jacket's coming off.
Yeah. Well, Aslan's trying to score, but I think he's trying to do too much right now. Certainly he did on that possession.
Under a minute to go first quarter. Galesburg leads by three. Here's a wide-open three by Deem, and it's off the back of the rim. Nice block out by Ryan Carl, but then the ball gets knocked out of his hands on the floor. A tie-up called, and the Streaks will get it back. Well, left Deem wide open on the outside, but he's missed all three of his three-point shot attempts so far in the game. Galesburg leads by three, 9-6. Into the game for Galesburg, Trevon Diggins. Early as the game as he's come in so far this season. Inbounds from Ross. Gibson gives it right back to Lamani. Almost didn't even get over the end line. Gibson got it back to him so quickly. Trevon drives to the free throw line. Cut off, gets it out to Kendall Thompson. 35 seconds to go first quarter. Now Kendall dribbles it off the foot of Cannell, chases it down, keeps it into the front court. Now dribbles right, front of the Metamora bench, picks it up, needs help, gets it over to Gibson on the right elbow. Now gives it right back to Kendall. He'll dribble toward the top of the circle, right through the Galesburg G. Ball knocked out of his hands onto the floor, into the backcourt, saved by Grant Gibson, but over and back, called on the Silver Streaks.
Joe Cannell just took Kendall Thompson to school there. Gave him all sorts of trouble. Jammed him clear over to the sideline, then jammed him at half court. Now Mike Reynolds over there talking to Kendall, who he quickly takes out of the game and a learning experience.
Chad Johnson back in. Yeah, the turnover was just a matter of time before it was happening, the way that was going. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Metamora with the ball down three. Down to 6 seconds to go. Left side, Deem cut off, gets it over into the corner. Here's a three on the way, off the front of the rim. Metamora misses the shot at the end of the first quarter, and the Silver Streaks lead 9-6 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
So why would you go holiday shopping in the evening at Farm King?
Great sale items, plenty in stock this early, and I'm busy all day. Evening shopping is perfect for me.
There's a coupon in the flyer. I checked the details and can save 20% off one item between now and Saturday when I shop from 6 to 9 at night. That's a no-brainer.
And you're shopping in the evening at Farm King?
You bet. I'm getting this LP smoker and a fish fryer and a turkey fryer.
And I'll pick up Columbia jackets and sportswear for 25% off. And don't tell him, but the gun cabinet's on sale and it's a perfect gift.
What? Something for everybody this evening at Farm King.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Hotel Furniture Liquidators has a position open for a warehouse clerk and furniture mover. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and be able to travel. Get a job, find the right person, and get the complete scoop about this position at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks leading the Metamora Redbirds in this non-conference game 9-6. Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee with you. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Metamora has the ball to begin the second quarter. Streaks with a couple of substitutions at the quarter break. Tell you about the lineup here when Galesburg gets the ball. This is Deem with it on the left side, playing keep away with Cannell at the outside. Now steps inside the arc. Deem shoots the 17-footer. No, and Grant Gibson with the weak side rebound for Galesburg. Deem has missed his first four. Now the Streaks nearly turn it over. Ross has it, working away from a double team. Up court to Chad Johnson. Need to get it across the timeline, and they do. And a blocking foul called on Metamora. I'm going to give that on Deem, I believe.
Greaves.
All right.
Yeah, Greaves was riding him pretty close.
Sure
and,
was.
He just,
all the way up court.
He just wouldn't give up and finally ended up picking up the foul. Boy, we're in trouble. It's a guard spot right now.
Wow. And now Ross crawls over the top of Greaves trying to get it back.
Metamora has found a way to slow down the Galesburg offense, and that is to double team and give our guards all sorts of trouble, get right in our shirt. And so far, we haven't had anybody to solve that since the Redbirds have really cranked up the pressure here in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
And on the alternating possession, the Streaks do hang on to it. Metamora missed their only two free throws, and they're 0 for 5 from three-point range.
Thank goodness.
Through the first quarter plus, for 33 seconds into the second quarter. And for that reason alone, Galesburg is ahead by three, getting the second quarter underway. Now they turn it over. Chad Johnson on the inbound at the front end of the Galesburg bench, threw it behind Lamont Ross, and he had no chance to chase that one down. And Metamora gets it just to the left of their own basket now.
That one sent Mike Reynolds halfway back down the tunnel. I looked up. He was walking clear over there by the bricks and then turned around and came back to the bench.
On the inbound, Greaves drives, cut off, skips it back out near the top of the circle. Cannell goes up high for it, gets it right back to Greaves in the corner, off the mark, through the hands of Friday for the rebound, and Greaves chases down his own miss. Now quick jumper, high post. Cannell knocks down his first shot of the game. Metamora within one at 9-8.
Well, Metamora is getting a lot better looks at the basket than what we are at this point.
Gibson drives, gives off to Trevon Diggins, yeah. And a hard foul right into the basket. That's going to be a charge called on Trevon. He went barreling down the lane like a running back who found a hole.
Yeah.
But the hole closed on him right toward the basket, and it goes as a turnover, his first foul.
And when you lower your head like that, it doesn't matter whether the defensive man is set or not. You bowl in there like that, knock him over, you're going to get the charge.
So Trevon sits down. Grant Gibson gets a break for the Silver Streaks. Four starters on the floor. Kendall Thompson, the only reserve who stays on the court for the Silver Streaks, joining Ross, Johnson, Garnett, and Aslan Butler. Left side skip pass, right side over to Joe Cannell. Works his way toward the top of the arc. Now gets it back out high to Greaves between the circles. 6:40 to go before halftime. Galesburg with a 9-8 lead, but the Redbirds have the ball. Left side looking. Bounce pass down along to Friday on the baseline. Give and go right back to the outside. Three-pointer comes up well short, and Lamont Ross comes down with the rebound. And knocked out of his hands from behind, down in front of us on the sideline. Galesburg hangs on to it.
Austin Garnett doing a real nice job down low that last possession against their big kid Friday. Denied him the ball under the basket, and then a real good job of positioning to deny him from getting the rebound.
Garnett tries to set a screen out high for Thompson. Skips past his man and literally skips right down the right side and gets called for the travel. Galesburg has three turnovers in the second quarter already. We played only a minute and 42 seconds after they turned it over twice in the entire first quarter. So that change in defensive pressure by the Redbirds has certainly rattled the Streaks here. Now a little push foul called on the Streaks defensively. Galesburg has had a rough start to this second quarter, but still lead by a point.
Silver Streaks going a little half-court trap themselves that time when they picked up the foul.
First of the game on Thompson, third of the game on the Streaks.
Tell you what, if Tyson Parks puts up many more nights of 30 points like he did in the sophomore game tonight, I think it'd be pretty hard to not have him suit up varsity.
Nearly half of the sophomore 66 in an 11-point win in the preliminary game here tonight. There's a miss by Chen, a rebound put back. That one won't go, and Kendall Thompson comes down with a rebound for the Streaks. Leading the break, Aslan Butler gets hammered from behind with a stop right inside the lane. He had a pump fake. Two guys rode him up from the backside, not anticipating him to stop. And the official has his choice of who he's going to give it to. It'll be Chen. His first. And Aslan will not get a two-shot foul here. Streaks will have to inbound it. They get it into Chad Johnson. Airmails the 15-footer from the left side. Thompson scoops it under the basket. It's the bottom of the rim. And here comes Greaves with it out for Metamora, leading the break the other end. Cannell too strong off the glass. Thompson comes out with the rebound on the run for the Silver Streaks. And a blocking foul called as Thompson stops in the lane. Greaves trying to draw the charge, picks up the defensive foul instead. Seen some pretty basketball here in the last minute.
Oh, boy. The two shots we've taken in this quarter were an air ball from 10 feet away and then a up and under shot that
didn't happen for Thompson. So it's a challenge right now offensively just to get a clean shot off. I feel like we're playing Geneseo.
On the inbound, Butler wide open for three. Got it.
Yeah, it's the first good look we've had in a while.
Finally, the Streaks break the scoring drought. Lead it 12-8, their biggest lead of the night. Under 5.5 to go, second quarter. We're going to have a travel call.
Ooh, that's a tough call. Thompson bumped into him. That's a tough call.
Greaves took it down the left side of the lane, and a stomp from Metamora head coach Danny Greaves on the sideline as there was contact, and he ended up taking the extra step. Got called for traveling. No foul called against the Silver Streaks. We have a 30-second timeout called by Galesburg, I believe. Are they going to call it? Did Metamora call that one?
I think Metamora did. I thought Greaves called it just so he'd have more time to shout at the officials. And I didn't blame him. I thought that was a horrible call. We'll take it. But the only reason his man traveled is because Thompson came over out of control and ran into him and knocked him off balance.
So the Silver Streaks lead by 4, 12-8, 5:25 to go in the first half. Good chance to update a little bit of what we had last night with the really awful injury to Jamari Atwater. There was no doubt in our minds about what it was, but it was officially diagnosed as a compound fracture. The good news was that they got him on a helicopter and airlifted him to the Quad Cities as Kendall Thompson takes it down the left side of the lane on the inbound. Streaks caught Metamora napping there. Now a quick jumper from the right. Say, you know, here we try to talk about some other things and all of a sudden
scoring.
The offense picks up. Quick right side jumper.
You know, it made me, I was going home last night thinking how appreciating the doctor profession, because some were down at least tending to him. Oh, there's a steal. And
we're not going to be able to talk about this.
Nope, we got another
kick.
Second.
There's the kick called on the Streaks. Six turnover. Go ahead.
But, you know, somewhere there's a doctor on a Friday night called in that had to be quite a doctor to be able to perform that surgery. And there's a turnover against Metamora. Streaks will get it back. And thank goodness we live where we do, where you wouldn't have some places you might get an injury like that elsewhere in the world. And it could be life-threatening.
Well, they airlifted him to a Quad Cities hospital last night, and it's our understanding from the folks we talked to here in the gym tonight that they did surgery right away this morning.
Oh,
so they actually got him through the night.
Wow.
I thought they'd just do it last night
as
quickly as they could, but they actually got it done this morning.
Oh, I can't imagine there's enough morphine in the hospital to have him feel all right through the night.
Streaks find another little opening as Aslan Butler lays it in on a good look from Kendall Thompson with the assist. Here's a full timeout called by Galesburg, 16-10, 4:36 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:36 to go in the first half at John Field Gymnasium, 16-10. Galesburg leads the Metamora Redbirds. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer. Tom will be back on the air next Thursday night as the Streaks girls get a whole week off after that. Well, I don't know about a good win down at Quincy, but any win on the road in the Western Big Six Conference, I guess, is a good win. Not a pretty win, we'll put it that way.
But especially down at Quincy. Those,
absolutely.
Those have been tough to come by for everybody over the years.
On the inbound, wide open look for Jackson Greaves. Nobody got anywhere near him to even get a hand in his face, and then the rebound gets tipped back out to him on the miss. He has 5 rebounds already for the Redbirds. On the right side, stepping inside the arc, Cannell still with the dribble, cut off, now found a little opening in the lane, but it's passed away. And back out to the outside, David Landry is into the game for Metamora. Drive in from the left side. Ryan Carl just had the arm straight up, and Jared Deem ran right into him with the ball going up, and Carl didn't even have to do anything. Just stood there with the block and got the rebound. And now the Streaks turn it over on the other end. 7 turnovers already in this game for the Silver Streaks.
Another tough one for Kendall Thompson, who just dribbled it off his foot out of bounds that time as he was going towards the baseline. So Mike Reynolds suffering through some growing pains with his young guards out there right now.
Drew Nall into the game for Galesburg. The only substitution during that full timeout the Streaks took. just about a minute to go. We're under 4 minutes to go first half. Silver Streaks lead 16-10. Metamora with the ball, though. This is Jared Deem trying to drive on Aslan Butler on the right side. Almost got a five-second call. Dave Hasley was counting up to four right when he got the pass away. On the left side underneath, nice little dump off to Ben Friday. Good look from Volandry. He got it into Friday, cutting in from the left side for the layup.
That's about the only offense they've had is Friday right under the basket.
He's got eight of their 12 points.
Yeah.
16-12, Streaks lead by four. 3:20 to go first half. Butler on the outside. Now Kendall Thompson with it in front of the Metamora sideline. Just holding the ball. Here comes the count. Now he passes it away to Butler. Left side, Nall down below us on the sideline. Gets a little push off. Gets the pass away to Lamont Ross, though. Jared Carl, free throw line extended. Hands off to Kendall Thompson. Left side over to Nall. Wide open. Rattles a three through. Streaks kind of building on their lead now. Their biggest of the night now at 19-12. Good to see Drew come out. Knocked the shot down. He had a rough night last night, missing all four of his three-pointers, and a couple of them were real close. Just rattled out.
We're 4-for-6 from the field this quarter, but five turnovers have limited our chances.
Turnaround jumper off the mark. Friday with a rebound. That one doesn't go down, and then a foul over the back on the rebound as Butler gets knocked to the deck. Friday just missed nearly a gimme on that putback. And then is he going to get called for the foul over the back? Yep, that's his second, so that's big for the Silver Streaks. On the inbound to Butler. Metamora keeps the press on. This is Kendall Thompson working against Greaves up the front court. Now they get it over to Nall. Quick look down low, and Carl gets ridden from behind. There's a third foul on Friday.
Boy, what a big transition that was. With fouls on both ends on probably the most key player in the game.
Absolutely. With 2:24 to go in the first half, and the Silver Streaks leading by seven, and only three team fouls on Gelsbrick. That's the seventh on Metamora. So not only does Friday have to sit down, but the Streaks are going to shoot a one and bonus here with Ryan Carl at the line. And when your big man is shooting his first free throw attempt in the seventh game of the season, that's not necessarily a good sign.
Yeah.
But Ryan has been steadily picking up the offense, it seems, here in the last few games. He's been more active. He's been a little more aggressive, at least shooting the ball. So hopefully we're starting to see that turnaround for the Streaks' biggest man on the roster. Misses the free throw. Chen gets the rebound for Metamora. It's Galesburg's first free throw attempt of the night. Left side, skip pass out high. Deem does a nice job to come back for it before it goes out of bounds. Down the lane, right side, dump off to Chen, who has to chase it down in the corner. Now quick pass down low, and it's going to be a foul on Kendall, reaching from behind. Thompson's picked up two, and the Streaks have... Well, the scoreboard has him for three. I've got him for five. Where did I miss that one? Either way, it's a second foul on Thompson, and Garnett will check back in. Carl thought he was coming out, but I think it's Kendall. Yep, Thompson sits down with his second foul. 2:06 to go, first half. Beam to pull the trigger. Just underneath his basket to the left. Skips it out high to Joe Cannell. Goes up high over Drew Nall. Come down with it. Right side pass over to Deem on the wing. Looking down low to Chen. Skips it back out. Fake. Step. Left. 18-foot shot. Doesn't go down. Garnett has the ball knocked out of his hands. Nall comes down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Quickly up court, Lamont Ross. Cut off by his man. Dishes it into the right corner. Aslan Butler back out to Ross. 1:40 to go first half. Streaks are their biggest lead by seven, trying to extend it here. A real defensive battle here tonight. Nall has the pass go through his hands, chases it down, gets it back to Lamont, pushed back toward the timeline, but he stays in the front court. Picks up his dribble. Right side, Nall dumps it in. Left side, Carl has the ball just completely taken right out of his hands and then reaches around from the backside, trying to get it back, and picks up the foul. First of the game on Ryan, 15 foul on the Streaks and the eighth turnover.
Yeah, six turnovers in this second quarter. Looking at that stat alone, I'd be amazed to see that we've built a seven-point lead, but instead we get a shot, we're knocking them down, and defensively we're playing very well, and Metamora is struggling.
On the right side, pass down low in the corner. Skip it out to Chen. Backing his way on the right side, pump fakes, turn around. Nice Carl job. Never left his feet, but Chen did a nice job to get it up and in and over the top of it. 19-14, Gelsberg by five. Garnett hands off to Nall. Right wing, drives, kicks it out right into the hands of a Metamora Redbird. Ninth turnover. Deem leads the break. Left side layup. Suddenly Metamora within three at 19-16. Under a minute to go. Ross down court. Garnett traveled with it. He was wide open for the layup, and he took three steps. Now Metamora could get within one or tie the game just before halftime with 41 seconds to go.
Well, by and large, it's been guard problems that have cost us this this first half. We've just not found anybody that can really take very good care of the basketball. Ross probably doing the best job, but tough to get into our offense. Of course, Garnett with the travel there, but most of our turnovers have come at the guard spot.
Cannell on the outside. Let's see if the Redbirds try to hold it for the final 41 seconds. We're already down to 24. Skip pass to the left side. Dean, how big would this be for the Redbirds to get back within one or tie the game with their big man Friday riding the bench for the last 2.5 minutes of the first half with three fouls? Down to 10 seconds to go. Left side, bounce pass in the corner. Chen gets it back out to Dean with 7 to go. Skip pass right to Cannell with 5. Backdoor cut. Chen catches it under the basket. Pump fakes, reverse, missed it. And Grant Gibson with the rebound. They missed a big opportunity there. They had the open look but couldn't finish. At the half, it's Galesburg 19, Metamora 16. First half statistics, individual scoring, and a word with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman as the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Grady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Grady. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Non-conference matchup between the Silver Streaks and the Metamora Redbirds out of the Middle Illinois Conference. Galesburg leading at the break, 19-16. Silver Streaks had the ball and a 7-point lead late in the second quarter. Turnovers. Well, they came up and bit Galesburg badly in that second quarter, prevented them a chance to get a 9-point lead, maybe even a 10-point lead going into halftime. Metamora scored on two of their final three possessions, and instead of leading by 9 or 10, the Streaks' lead is just 3. At halftime, 19-16, Metamora had the early lead. Silver Streaks came back, got a 5-2 lead, extended it to 7-2. They haven't trailed since. Metamora has been within 1. And again, getting back within 3 here at halftime, 19-16. It hasn't been a pretty game, Jim, but I made the comment to you there off air. Maybe how the Streaks win a lot of their games this year is getting into an ugly kind of a game. So this probably favors Galesburg. Certainly low scoring, to say the least. And I don't know. As long as it stays like this, I guess I like Galesburg's chances.
Yeah, well, Mike Reynolds told us last night. He said, you know, we're not going to score 70 points very often, so we're going to have to play a lot of defense, and I think our defense has been terrific tonight. I think it's been a combination of things.
I think their defense has been pretty darn good, too.
It has, and, you know, we've, after initially Friday, the big kid got the ball down low and scored a couple of easy ones. We've been doing a better job bodying on him, and then, of course, he got the third foul and had to sit down. Looks like they're going to try.
In fact, he got it offensively on the end of the floor on a rebound and then came down here and got it defensively. So, I mean, just like that, he had to go to the bench.
Looks like the Chen kid is pretty well trying to pick up the slack from where Friday was, but that's where all their offense is at this point. Now, if they catch fire and get a little more comfortable shooting in this gym in the second half, we'll have problems because they've had some good looks, but just haven't been able to capitalize on those. And so we're able to clog up the lane a little bit on their bigger men. So we're right there. Good chance to win a ball game, but we're going to have to take better care of the ball. I don't think we can throw it around like we did that second quarter and expect to hold on to this lead.
Streaks are shooting well if they can get a shot off. Better than 50% first half,
I've
right?
I've got them 53%, 8 out of 15 from the field. 4 of 6 in the second quarter. Unfortunately, we had 2 more turnovers than we had shot attempts in that quarter. Ouch. 8 turnovers in the second quarter prevented us from getting many looks at the basket. For Metamora, they're no bargain right now. 31%, and that's rounded up. They were 5 of 17 in the second quarter, taking better care of the basketball with only 2 turnovers there. Rebounding edge right now to us by a 14-11 count. So that's the way this thing stacks up on paper. Anybody's game here at halftime.
Metamora has not made a 3-point shot. They're 0 for 8 from behind the arc. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks missed their only free throw attempt. And Galesburg 3 of 5 from 3-point range. Leading by 3 at the half, 19-16. Take a break. Here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show, we'll take a look at the individual scoring and talk with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman when we come back for Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hey, it's Bill with 42 wrinkles on a shirt and Tom with the 123 hairs of gray.
What's she doing? She counts stuff.
And I see you two are eating McDonald's wholesome breakfast choices. Tom with the 300-calorie egg McMuffin sandwich and Bill with the 290-calorie fruit and maple oatmeal. Both are awesome. Did you bring me some? Like the 210-calorie fruit and walnuts or the 160-calorie fruit and yogurt parfait?
Maybe next time, Susan?
Yeah, you can count on it.
The simple joy of 300 calories or less. And participating McDonald's.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIO forecast, cloudy and rainy throughout the night, 38 overnight for the low. Sunday, decreasing clouds. It'll be breezy with winds gusting near 25 miles per hour, the high near 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy and cooler. Look for a low near 29. Monday, partly sunny, the high 35. Cloudy down to 26 on Monday night. By Tuesday, cloudy, the high only up near 32. Right now, it is 47 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks back on the court, just now emerging from the locker room, leading Metamora 19-16. Let's take a quick look at the first half scoring. Aslan Butler leads the Streaks with 7, Lamont Ross with 5. Kendall Thompson off the bench with 4, and Drew Nall has a 3-pointer for his only points. That represents all the scoring. Doesn't take long to go through it when you've got only 19 on the board. Trevon Diggins, Chad Johnson, Austin Garnett, Grant Gibson, and Ryan Carl have not scored for the Silver Streaks. For Metamora, with only 16 points, half of those go to Ben Friday, who sat the last 2.5 minutes of the first half with foul trouble with 3 personals. Friday has 8. Joe Cannell, Jared Deem, Tianan Chen, and Danny Osmond each have 2 for Metamora. Jackson Greaves has not scored, neither has David Gwalandry for Metamora. So the Silver Streaks may be fortunate to have a 3-point lead here at the half. 19-16. A reminder, Galesburg's boys next game next Friday night. Back here at home, the Quincy Blue Devils will be in town, and it'll be the only game the Streaks play next week. They do have a Saturday night off before they'll play a couple more games the following weekend, including their first road game of the season, heading up to Rock Island in 2 weeks, and then the Iowa-Illinois shootout coming up on Saturday, 2 weeks from tonight. So next Friday, next Saturday night, they're off. Quincy Blue Devils in town next Friday for the Silver Streaks. Coaching staff with a minute to go in the locker room just now coming out. Don't know if we'll even get a word with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. Coaching staff spent a lot more time in the locker room than the players certainly did. And Steve heading over into Jim's area. Let's go down there.
Okay, Steve Cheeseman here joining us. Just a quick thought. I'm guessing taking care of the ball has got to be a biggie.
Taking care of the ball and attacking. I mean, if we get by the...
Oh, we lost Steve.
We get by the initial surge there in their press, and we've got numbers, and we talked about attacking and, one pass and then go. Because we do have numbers down here, and when we've had numbers, we've scored. Down here, we've got to get on the glass a little bit better. It looked like we were going to give up a little bit of inside directional or skip lobs, and we can't do that. Just a couple things to polish up on and make adjustments. And, we played a good half. We gave up a couple of late baskets, or we would have been in really good shape.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve for giving us even 30 seconds there, which I'm not really sure they even had 30 seconds to give to us. But nice for Steve to do that, even when he did have to step away there for a second and get the keys out of his pocket to hand to Coach Mike Reynolds. Carl, Garnett, Ross, Butler, and Johnson on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Friday is back in, starting the second half with those three personal fouls for Metamora. Also, Deem, Chen, Greaves, and Cannell. So both teams starting five to begin the second half. And a five-second call. And the Streaks really didn't even have that tough of pressure on Metamora getting it on the inbound. Metamora just kind of wasn't aware of the fact that they put the ball in the hands of Deem. And the count had started. So the Streaks didn't even have to put on a lot of pressure there. And they get it right back after the fifth Metamora turnover to start the third quarter. Butler with a long three off the rim. Garnett comes in, gets a hand on the rebound, tips it over to Joe Cannell. So quick turnover, and then a quick shot by the Silver Streaks. Didn't run much offense there. Didn't give much of a chance to take advantage of the quick turnover.
Well, at least they were the one that turned it over this time.
That's true. On the top of the circle, long three by Greaves. That one's off the mark. 0 for 11 from three-point range now are the Metamora Redbirds. Jared Carl comes down with a rebound, then carelessly hands it off to Lamont Ross, and it gets knocked away from behind as Greaves comes in and pokes it away. A scramble on the floor, a tie-up called, and the Streaks luckily hang on to it. Four rebounds now for Ryan Carl. Johnson to inbound to Ross in the backcourt. Butler sprints across midcourt. Garnett and Carl are already down there waiting. Ross across midcourt with a dribble, working his way right. Now comes back left and backs up toward half court. Defensively, they switch off. Ross in trouble, gets the pass away to Garnett, who comes out high to help out. Hands off to Chad Johnson. A trap in the midcourt circle. Little reach in. Chad hangs on to it. Needs to get it away. And there's a five-second call. Are they going to give it? They're going to get a timeout. Dave Hasley calls timeout. The Metamora bench was screaming for a five-second call. I thought that's what it should have been.
Me too.
And the Streaks lucky to get a 30-second timeout here just a minute into the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think head coach Danny Grease very fond of some of the calls tonight, and at least on a couple of occasions. I certainly can't argue that one being the case. I thought Chad really had that ball for too long out high.
And again, I've expected to see some improvement in terms of where the guys are passing to each other, in terms of, you know, where they're handing it off to them and where they're passing it, getting it into the front court. And some of the passes are just putting these guys in such terrible position. It's no wonder we're having a hard time handling the ball. But again, I think a lot of that comes from the lack of experience with so many players having gotten any time on the varsity level last year.
But look, we're picking the ball up, throw out at half court. You cannot do that. You put yourself in trouble.
Here's a turnover, and then Metamora misses the layup at the other end. Greaves is having a terrible night shooting the ball. Now the Streaks turn it over. Chen lowers the shoulder into Chad Johnson, and they give it right back. No, turnover, miss, offensive rebound, turnover. And it's still 19-16 Galesburg.
They can't make a shot and we can't take one. That's about what it's coming down to.
Sure is. Kendall Thompson into the game. Johnson trying to get it up court to Lamont. Deflected, but Ross does get it. Dribbles between two defenders. Spin move over to Aslan Butler on the wing. Drives baseline into a double team. Poked out of his hands. Turnover back to the Redbirds. Leading the break. Bounce pass. Right side. Cannell for three off the back of the rim. Rebound. Butler. 0 for 12 from three-point range now.
Other than a rest at halftime, I don't think the coaches had any influence on either team.
Offensive foul called on Lamont Ross, who leans into Joe Cannell way out high in front of everybody in the gymnasium, and the Streaks have 13 turnovers. And the first foul of the game on Lamont Ross.
We still can't take care of it, and they still can't throw it in the bucket. Metamora 0 for 3 this quarter. They were 5 of 17 in the second.
Streaks have taken only one shot and have turned it over three times. That's how I have it.
We got us for four, counting the charge.
Oh, that's right. Chen, left side Cannell, left his feet, just got the pass away to Friday. Double team, turnaround, missed it from the low blocks. Kendall Thompson with the rebound. Quickly leading it up court to the Silver Streaks. Quick pass down low. Brunel trying to lay it up and in. And we got a foul called.
On the rebound.
And a foul on the rebound. So that's the second of the game on Aslan Butler.
This is tough to watch. They're playing hard. Give them that.
Yeah. Greaves into the front court. Right side over to Cannell. Nobody has scored at the third quarter. 5.5 minutes to go in the third period. Lob down low to Chen. Blocked from behind and the front. We're going to get a foul, I think, from the backside on Austin Garnett.
We don't play manual this year, do we? Lord, I hope we don't play manual. Oh,
thankfully, no.
There was a number of years that was the first game back after Christmas break. We used to play them on a Saturday night.
But, this year it'll be Bloomington on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's right.
But first free throw well short by Chen. They still haven't made a free throw either.
Take my chances with Bloomington.
Yeah.
I mean, Manuel's always good. They're number one in the state rank this year, but their guards would just, I'm not sure we'd ever get across half court.
First point of the second half, 5:31 to go, comes from a Tian and Chen free throw. Their first make from the free throw line. 19-17, Galesburg by two. Thompson, nice look over to Aslan, who gets the layup. And we got a late whistle and a foul called, I think, on Jared Dean. I mean, the ball was rolling around the cylinder and fell through before the whistle ever came. So Aslan's got a chance at a three-point play. That was a great look from Kendall Thompson. It was working
sure
right.
Was.
He had his back half turned to Aslan cutting in from the left. I don't know how I even saw him over there to the free throw line. Flat free throw, but he gets it through. And the Streaks are back on top now by 5, 22-17 on a three-point play. Second foul of the game on Jared Deem for Metamora. Second team foul as well on the Redbirds in the second half. 5:25 to go third quarter. Streaks put on a little full court pressure. Redbirds break it easily. Into the front court. Chen down low. Steps back into the lane. Pushes off. Gets the shot up and in.
It's not a real piece of art, but Chen just muscles his way up there and somehow gets it in the basket.
And then a bounce pass by Brunel. Bouncing it on the baseline under the Metamora basket to Kendall Thompson. Streaks have turned it over five times already in the third quarter. We've not even played 3 minutes yet. And 15 for the game. And Metamora, for the second time off of Streaks turnover, gets it back under their own basket. On the inbounds, quick jump shot by Cannell. Makes it, and he's fouled by Brunel. Who tosses out the arms, gives Dave Hasley not a very friendly look. Hasley gives Drew a long look after Nall's first foul.
Well, that was a textbook jump shot by Cannell from
sure
the
was.
Corner. It was a pretty thing to watch, and got all net. Chance for a three-point play that could pull his team even.
22-21, 5:07 to go, and we are tied for the first time. It was 2-2 way back in the first quarter. Cannell with a three-point play. And the Redbirds keep the full court pressure on. Thompson up court to Nall. Dribbles across midcourt. Right side, Austin Garnett on the wing. Now gets back off to Thompson. Dribbles his way back toward. Now found an opening down the lane. Dumps it off to Aslan, up and in.
Metamora, like a lot of teams with a big man, not scared to put so much pressure up front because they know they got a shot blocker back there.
Quick jumper at the other end, falls off the rim, and a foul on the rebound as Metamora came down with it. David Gwalandry, in between two Silver Streaks, somehow got the ball down, and then this is going to be a foul, the second of the game on Nall. And quickly, five team fouls on Galesburg with 4:43 to go, still in the third quarter. Silver Streaks lead by two, 24-22. On the inbound, backing his way in. Boy, Friday got hooked. No foul call. Gets his own rebound and misses that one. And Butler comes down with his fifth rebound of the game. Quickly up court. Thompson. Garnett up and in. Some fine-looking assists by Kendall Thompson tonight. When the Streaks can get it going in transition, they lead by four now. 4:20 to go. Skip pass right side. Cannell drives inside. Deflected away by Chad Johnson. Dives for it. Metamora saves it. Now with numbers in the front court. Under the basket. Contact and a foul called on the shot by Gualandri. Aslan Butler says, I was standing straight up, but I think that was the right call. He did get a body on him. And that's the third of the game on Butler and the sixth team foul now on the Streaks. And still we're not halfway through the third quarter.
Aslan started to talk a little bit to the official, and yep. Kendall Thompson, a good move, went over there, said, not, get out of here. So both of the big men on the court with three fouls. Friday for Metamora and Butler for Galesburg. I mean, I guess Aslan isn't necessarily our biggest guy with Carl, but I think he plays as big as anybody we have.
Yep. Redbirds miss their first three from the free throw line, have now made their last three, shooting 50% for the game, and the second one by Gualandri is also good. Pulls the Redbirds within two, 26-24. Full court pressure stays on. Chad Johnson, Grant Gibson, Nall, Thompson, Metamora free throw line, short of half court, bad pass into the front court, deflected out of bounds by the Redbirds right in front of the Streaks bench.
Kendall went airborne that time, and you got to have a real good idea what you want to do, and all of a sudden that passing lane closed up, but he still had to throw it.
Nall got run over, and there's the whistle on Jackson Greaves, his third foul. There are guys, the fact that they collided with each other, I think, is the only reason two of them stayed on their feet. Otherwise, there were guys heading toward the floor before anyone even had a thought of getting the ball inbound. Johnson will trigger it right in front of his own bench. Looking. Now gets it into Gibson, who might have got a little push from behind. Thompson has it now. Works his way toward midcourt. Here comes the trap. Kendall in bad shape. Gets it away to Garnett. Streaks have numbers if they can, once they draw those two defenders out toward half court, but they can't seem to find anybody. Now Thompson doesn't get the ball on the floor with the dribble in time. 16th turnover after the walk.
Hey, you don't often see that one, but that's clearly a travel. He just didn't dribble. Took a long stride and a half.
26-24, Galesburg by two, but again, Metamora with a chance to tie it, and they do. Great look to Dean cutting right down the left side of the lane, and we're tied at 26 now. I have a feeling this is exactly how this game's going to go the rest of the way. It's going to be nice and tight. Nall, open three, off the back of the rim. Rebound to Metamora. Here come the Redbirds. Into the front court. Top of the circle. Right side, Cannell passed up the three. Now down low, Chen. All the way in for the right side of the baseline, and the Redbirds have retaken the lead for the first time since they led it 2-0. It's 28-26. Chad Johnson on the left wing. There's a quick three. A little bit long. Rebound high up into the air. Metamora comes down with it again. Here come the Redbirds trying to build on the lead. Quick jumper. Right side. Good by Jared Dean. Biggest lead of the night now for Metamora at 30-26. Gut check time for the Silver Streaks, and they call timeout. 2:45 to go, third quarter. A full timeout called by Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is one envelope you'll want to open. It's a Christmas card from WGIL, and inside is a $100 gift card from one of our participating merchants. If you'd like to receive a WGIL Christmas gift card, sign up today at one of our participating businesses.
Sign up at Calico Cat on Seminary Street, at Merle Norman on East Main, or at Thrushwood Farms on West Main, all in Galesburg.
Drawings start Wednesday, December 21st on the WGIL Morning News. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The shellac on the basketball court isn't getting peeled off quite as much as I thought it would be in this Galesburg timeout. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Mike Reynolds is the first one who emerges from the huddle. Now the Silver Streaks come out. Butler and Ross back into the game for the Silver Streaks, along with Thompson, Nall, and Grant Gibson. So the Streaks playing small here. 2:45 to go, third quarter, trailing by four, their biggest deficit of the game, 30-26. Most offense we've seen. Metamora scored 16 points in the first half. They have 14 here in the third quarter. Here's Thompson around a screen, takes it all the way from the right side. It rolls off. Gibson with a rebound, knocked out of his hands. Coach Mike Reynolds stomps his foot after the streaks. Can't take that one away.
Just the second offensive rebound tonight. Metamora has done a real good job forcing us into either one shot and out or forcing us to not get a shot. We're sitting at 17 turnovers.
Just not being strong with the ball on the rebound and doing a good job protecting it. Left side open, look for three. Deem in and out. Fortune. Rebound. Gibson strong on that one, though. Lots of hands in there, but he does come away with it.
That one was almost down. Would have given them a seven-point lead. That would have been pretty big. Let's see if we can't capitalize on that little bit of luck there.
Little dump down pass down low to Gibson. Sidesteps his man, lays it up and in. Faked a little bit right, then he went left with it. Got just enough of an opening for his first points of the night. Gillsburg down two with 1:45 to go, third quarter, 30-28. Metamora with the lead and the ball. Redbirds skip it right side over to Cannell. Had an open look, passed it up, dishes it right back. Here's another passed up open three. Now they skip it right side over to Cannell. This time he will shoot it. That's off the back of the rim. Gibson gets held going for the rebound. It's a loose ball into the hands of Chen. Butler comes over and blocks Steam out of bounds.
You know, the Chen kid is kind of an enigma. I mean, he's really aggressive. He's not very polished, but he's got some moves. He plays really hard. He can jump out of the gym.
Gets it on the inbound. Comes down with it, puts it back up, and draws contact from Lamont Ross. Doesn't have the best hands either, as witnessed there by the inbound. If he'd have been able to catch it cleanly on the inbound, he would have been able to just shoot it while he was in the air, which is what he was thinking. But he juggled it, came down with it. And then when he went back up with it, that's when Lamont picked up his third personal foul.
Well, he does a lot of banging in there. He'll stick his shoulder into you. He's an active kid.
Sorry, just Lamont's second foul. Chen on the game with seven. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks down two. Make it three as Chen makes the first free throw. 31-28. Redbirds on top. Metamora led comfortably in the game for most of last year over at their place before the Streaks had a big fourth quarter comeback. Silver Streaks had as much as a 7-point lead in the first half with opportunities to extend it beyond that, but they couldn't hang on to the ball enough to do it. Now they'll have to play from behind, down four with a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Butler on the left wing. Quick three by Gibson. Short. Rebound. Chase down and almost saved by Ross on the outside, but it does touch the sideline, and Metamora has it back now. 1:05 to go, third quarter, on the inbound. Skip over to the backside, Cannell. Streaks trying to draw the trap. And they get into the front court, through the hand now, quickly picked up over into Chen in the corner. Cannell with the dribble, skip it over right side to Deem. Sidesteps a man, drives, dishes off. Cannell fakes, he steps inside the arc with the dribble, brings it back out to the volleyball line. 44 seconds to go, third quarter, and they spread it back out. Now will they hold for the last shot? Certainly not. Nope, here's a quick three by Deem, and that's their first three-pointer of the night. He knocked it down cleanly, and Metamora with its biggest lead of seven at 35-28. Under 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Student section for the Silver Streaks.
Very quiet.
Very quiet, yeah. In fact, they're not even standing up like they did the entire game last night.
Yeah, I had to look over and see if we had any students there. It's that quiet.
Here's a hold called on Metamora reaching in, fouling Lamont Ross. Grant Billimack picks up his first foul. Fourth team foul on Metamora with 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. Streaks have already put the Redbirds in the bonus for the rest of the game. Ross juggles the inbound, now down to 11 seconds to go. Still with it toward half court. High post, Grant Gibson with seven. Hands off to Kendall Thompson with five. Thompson fakes the drive, takes it all the way in with a right-hand floater, missed it, gets his own rebound, knocked out of his hands. That's the end of the third quarter. And then Thompson turns around and throws it off Cannell after the buzzer sounds. No foul called, and probably fortunate for that. Galesburg down seven at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breathe Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop? if they were in downtown Kewaunee. Breed loves sporting goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed loves sporting goods.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL has a Christmas card for you with a $100 gift card inside. Register one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Just underway in the fourth quarter. Here's a steal by Thompson, taking it all the way. Blocked from behind, but a foul called. Nice read by Kendall Thompson to come in from the backside, get the pass away from Jackson Greaves. And Greaves draws the foul at the other end. That's his fourth. And sends Kendall Thompson to the free throw line, where the Silver Streaks have shot only two tonight, making one of them.
Sound like the Streaks and Kendall Thompson were hearing that Motley Crue bumper music coming out of the timeout with the steal on the fast break. Getting a chance to cut into the lead, but we missed the free throw.
Thompson on the season, 11 of 14 from the free throw line, so just under 79%. Streaks are going to have to hit free throws down the stretch here to help them come back. Down seven, just underway in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls on Metamora, second one, and off the back of the rim, and the rebound by Ben Friday.
Uh-oh.
And a quick layup at the other end. Wide open, leading the break to Danny Grilandri. Streaks fell asleep defensively, now trail by nine. Here's a quick three by Gibson from the right side, and it rolls through. Flat shot, and there wasn't hardly any rotation to it, but it skipped around the rim just long enough, and now they get burned again at the other end.
Wow.
39-31 as Ben Friday gets the layup. Quick look, right side, Butler. Pump fakes, puts it up over the glass, gets his, or over the rim, rather, and then Kendall Thompson on the weak side comes up with the rebound. A lot of action to start off the fourth quarter. But the Streaks are down by a point more than they were at the end of the third. Chad Johnson into the game. Here's a long three by Aslan off the front of the rim. And a foul on the rebound. Gibson falls into Cannell, who came down with a rebound. And that will be number one on the game on Grant Gibson. And the eighth team foul on Galesburg will walk it to the other end for free throws for Metamora the rest of the game.
Well, and as you can imagine, Mike Reynolds has been pretty unhappy and has been building as this game's gone along. But when we got burned twice back deep for layups, that just put him over the top, and you can't really blame him.
Because he came out with a lot of energy defensively and offensively here in the fourth quarter, but it's completely negated when you give up wide open layups at the other end.
Well, a lot of times when you got a team of players that haven't got that much varsity time, it's not only a confidence thing, but it's players knowing where they're supposed to be on the court.
Cannell misses the second free throw after making the first, and then they leave the spot open on the right side where the ball deflected to for Metamora's Jared Deem to get the rebound, and they get another crack at it here. Left side, Billimack, the sophomore. Back out between the circles to Cannell, the sophomore, as well. 6:40 to go in the game. Galesburg down nine, and the Redbirds have the ball. Looking more and more like the Streaks are going to have to make another furious comeback, and a timeout called by Metamora as there wasn't much ball movement going on the half court there. And rather than get a five-second call, Danny Greaves called the timeout for the Redbirds. Just a 30-second timeout with 6:33 to go, and the Redbirds leading by nine.
And the Redbirds probably going to make us chase a little bit more. They've had pretty good ball handling tonight. I've only got them for five turnovers. Is that
I got
right?
them for six.
Okay. Their free throw shooting has improved a little bit here as we've gotten deeper into the game, and they'll probably get many opportunities. Already 18 fouls on the Silver Streak, so it won't be long before they're double bonusing, and this is going to be a tough scenario to climb back over the top in this one, down by 9 points to a pretty good ball handling team in Metamora.
Still didn't shoot real well in that third quarter, though, did they?
No,
5 of 16. Is that right? We were 4 for 10.
I had 6 of 15.
One, two, three, four, five. Oh, yeah.
Hey, good. You're usually the one that's right.
Oh, I don't know about that. 6:20 to go in the game here. The only stat that really matters is the one on the scoreboard, and it does not favor Galesburg. Now, 40-31 Metamora with 6:15 to play. Redbirds have the ball coming out of a 30-second timeout and a push called on Butler way out high on Ben Friday. And quickly, Aslan has picked up three of them here in the second half. And it'll put Friday at the line shooting a 1-1. Although he missed his first two free throws back in the first quarter, and he was not close when he shot them. 40-31, ninth team foul on the Silver Streaks, and the first free throw barely draws the front of the rim, and he airballed one earlier. Yeah, Grant Gibson with a rebound.
Yeah, and he caught front iron on the other. He's got a little work to do with the line.
On the outside, and they throw it behind Lamont Ross into the backcourt.
Wow.
18 turnovers now on the Silver Streaks. Right, 18? Yep, I didn't miss one of those, did I?
No.
First one of the fourth quarter.
Easy to do. We've had plenty, but, you know, it's like I told you during the break, probably not going to win this game the way it looks, but we're still going into the season. We're still better than I thought we would be, but our offensive struggles tonight are about what I thought we'd have coming in. We just don't have proven scores.
Nice read by Aslan Butler, and he got poked in the eye, and he's squinting hard, but he comes up with the steal, stays in the game. Here's Gibson with a three. Swish! Back-to-back threes for Grant Gibson. He has all of the Streaks points here in the fourth quarter. Galesburg down 6, 40-34, still 5.5 to play, a long ways to go if the Streaks can hang on to the ball and heat up from the field. They haven't shot that bad from the field tonight, they just haven't gotten shots. On the outside, Grant Billimack backs up with it toward half court, bounce pass over to the right side, Cannell steps up. Instead of shooting the three, gets it down low to Gwilandrew, gets fouled hard from the backside, and good thing too, because he easily would have laid that one in, and he still almost got it down even with the push foul. That's the third of the game on Kendall Thompson, and Metamora shooting two free throws with every foul the rest of the way.
He has a textbook case of a good foul there. He's going to get an easy two. This way you're making him earn it from the line. And we got whistles galore.
They're sending Friday out of the game. He's over talking. Nope, the substitution. He's over talking to head coach Danny Greaves. They got six men on the floor. Now it's Billimack who sits down as Greaves comes back into the game. Free throw, good, by Gwilandry. Did I miss a free throw? What? He only shot one free throw.
They must have called a violation and negated one of them. Maybe that's what that whistle was.
Well, here's a quick three by Aslan Butler. And all of a sudden, the Streaks are within four now at 41-37.
Three-point shots are amazing, especially in a low-scoring game. Now they can turn the complexion around real fast.
Just under five to play, and here's a travel called. A little reach in from Aslan Butler on Jared Deem. Forced him to juggle the ball as he took three steps down the right side of the lane. And now Galesburg can get it down to two or maybe one. With still 4:45 to play in the game. 41-37, Metamora. Chad Johnson on the left side. Grant Gibson. Now on the outside, Lamont Ross. Dumps it down to Aslan Butler. Double team, now triple team, skips it out to Chad for three. Off the rim, rebound batted out by Metamora, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
Yeah, we'll see if we've got another comeback against Metamora in us. Last year we were into the fourth quarter having the same conversation about how we weren't playing very well. It was disappointing, probably weren't going to win, and then we caught fire and won. This group we figured to be less likely because we don't have the firepower that we did last year, but here we are within four with the ball.
Aslan, another three. Off the front of the rim this time. Rebound, Metamora. Looked like Greaves might have pushed off a little bit with Kendall Thompson under the basket. Either way, Metamora with a four-point lead and the ball now approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Between the circles, Cannell gets it off to Greaves. Chen back into the game as well for the Redbirds. Here's a right side drive into the lane. Jump stop by Deem. Rolls it through. That was quite a move from the outside. Found just enough of an opening with a finger roll over the front of the rim on the right hand. Chad Johnson down low to Butler. Trying to weave his way in on Friday. Gets it up and in. Tough move by Aslan Butler. All strength there. Galesburg down four again. 43-39. And they throw it away at the other end. Bad pass from the left side by Greaves, throwing it over, I don't know who he was looking for sure, but the tallest player on top of the tallest player's shoulders wouldn't have come down with that one. Ninth turnover by Metamora, their third in this quarter, the most they've had in any quarter in the game. Galesburg with it again, down four. Gibson for three, rolls off. Butler's put back too strong. Rebound batted around, and Metamora comes out with it. Cannell on the run, pulls up at the other end, brings it back out. And a travel called as Greaves, hesitation, didn't get the ball on the floor, traveled with it.
Well, Galesburg bunch has not quit. They've kept after it and forced some turnovers against the Redbirds, who looked like they were ready to ice this game when it was 40-31. Now the Streaks with another chance, down four with the ball to close a little bit more.
Saw the sophomores try to give Metamora some opportunities, but the Redbirds couldn't take advantage of it in the first game. Missing some opportunities to extend the lead here in the fourth quarter. Galesburg, Lamont Ross, three, in and out. Rebound, Gibson had a hand on it, got held, ball
great
on the
hustle.
Floor, back to Lamont, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds as soon as Lamont touched that ball.
Great hustle by the freshman Gibson, who kept that alive. He went to the floor and got stomped on, but still kept it in the Streaks' possession. Great job.
Exactly 3 minutes to go in the game, a 30-second timeout called by the Streaks. Lamont a little unlucky on the shot as it was on the mark but just popped out. So the Streaks still with it offensively, down 43-39 with 3 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg with only one timeout remaining. Metamora has three timeouts. The Redbirds have not yet put the Streaks in the bonus. Only five team fouls on the Redbirds. Silver Streaks long ago put Metamora in the bonus and the double bonus with 10-plus team fouls. Grant Gibson with 10 on the game. Aslan Butler with 17 to lead the Streaks. Jared Deem has 11 to lead Metamora. Who is it going to be for the Streaks if they're going to come back in this one? On the inbound to Chad Johnson, he'll bring it back out. We're under 3 minutes to play in the game now.
Well,
43-39, Metamora.
Gibson, Butler, and Ross have all had three-point attempts that could have gotten us closer. How about Thompson?
Nope. Short. Rebound, Grant Gibson again. Put back. Little bit strong. Rebound and a foul on the floor. We're going to have a push called. On Metamora, I guess.
Really?
Apparently clearing Aslan out from under the basket, I guess.
I'd already given them the rebound.
Me too. I'm going to give it to Gwilandry, his first, and 16 fouls on Metamora. So another opportunity for the Silver Streaks.
Here's a sign how hard we're working. Had two offensive rebounds, well, actually three in the whole game through three quarters. We've had six in this fourth quarter. Kids working hard to keep it alive.
On the inbound, left side, they give it off to Lamont. On a curl to the free throw line. Good! Streaks are within two at 43-41 with 2.5 minutes to play yet in the game. And a timeout called by the Redbirds. Danny Greaves wants a full timeout. 2:27 to play. One basket is the difference. 43-41 Redbirds. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Soren's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:27 to go in the fourth quarter. John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer. Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. It's a 43-41 Metamora lead over the Silver Streaks. Ryan Carl back into the game, coming out of the Redbirds timeout as he replaces Aslan Butler, who has to sit down with four fouls. So it'll be an offense for defense substitution for Coach
there
Mike Reynolds the other way, and they throw it away again.
You know, we bragged on how good a job this Redbird team had done through three quarters taking care of the ball. And
only
now,
six turnovers at that point.
Now they've got, what, five in this quarter?
Five
alone?
In the fourth quarter, and two of them completely unforced from the home side of the gym, completely over their opponent's heads, out of bounds on the opposite side. Streaks can tie it up here. Kendall, down the lane, gets hammered by his own man, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Metamora, and I suppose it's going to be on Chen, undercutting Grant Gibson because it was Gibson who ran into Thompson going down the lane. But I guess they're going to give it to Chen for pushing Gibson into him. And the Streaks get a 1-1 here. Third foul on Chen.
There was a little injustice in that one.
Thompson needs to make some free throws here. front end of the 1-1. Good. Well, they actually gave him two shots. He was just moving down the lane. He wasn't even an attempt of shooting. And the Streaks are within one, 43-42. Thompson, 1-for-2 from the line. He has 5 points. Second free throw on the way. And good. We're tied. Can you believe it?
I can't.
2:17 to go in the game. Left side, Cannell in the corner. Now starts the dribble. Over top of the circle it goes into the hands of Beam. Right back to Greaves, who's playing with four fouls for the Redbirds. Thompson hooked Deem. No foul called there. Chen with it. Now back out to Greaves near half court. Coach Mike Reynolds imploring his defense. They've cleared it out under the basket, but the perimeter passing remains. Left side down low. Nice job by Carl. Loose ball into the hands of Chen. Triple team. Nowhere to go. Throws it back out, and Metamora calls timeout. 1:45 to go in the game. A full timeout by the Redbirds, tied at 43.
Yeah, Ryan Carl, a lot of credit there. Got in front of the man, poked it away.
Friday. They were trying to get it to Friday.
Yeah, and then Chen got it, and I was glad we tripled down on him because I've seen him enough tonight. He was going to go to the basket with that. He was going to muscle between two guys and take it up, but that third man kept him from being able to do that.
He had nowhere to go.
He was trapped on the baseline, and they had to take the timeout. So Streaks have learned a few things about how to guard this team as the game's gone along.
So the Silver Streaks led at the half, 19-16. They got outscored in the third quarter, 19-9, trailed by 7, fell behind, 40-31, their biggest deficit of the game at 6:33 to go in the game. And since then, Galesburg has outscored Metamora 12-3 to tie it up.
These teams very similar in the fact that Metamora graduated 8 seniors last year. Most of them had most of the playing time. Of course, the Silver Streaks' top 7 guys all gone off of last year, so neither one of these clubs has a lot of crunch time experience.
On the inbound, they get it into Jared Deem on the right side. Works his way back to the elbow. Lamont Ross all over him. Deem picks up the dribble, throws it to the middle of the lane. Chen goes up with it over to Friday, who brings it back out to Cannell. And they reset the offense with 90 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 43. Friday directs Cannell to come out and take the pass at the top of the arc. Gives it over to Deem. Now at the volleyball line. Greaves hands off to Cannell, and they bring it back out to Friday near midcourt. 1:15 to go in the game. But the Redbirds actually try to run out and get the final shot. Nope, here's a big move from the right side. I thought Deem got away with a travel. Took a lot of steps from the right side, but he's going to get a shooting foul called instead. And that'll be the second of the game on Ryan Carr.
Yeah, I figured they were just looking for an opening there. After the turnovers they've had here in the fourth quarter, I don't think they wanted to miss an opportunity, and Deem didn't, and he gets a free throw to give him the lead.
His first free throw attempt of the night.
Butler back in. Carl sits down now as the Streaks get set to go on offense.
12 points in the game for Jared Deem. 1:08 to play in the game. Metamora with a one-point lead. Second free throw, good as well. Deem calmly knocks them both down. Two-point lead for the Redbirds, and the full court pressure is on. They hand off to Thompson, bad pass, and then Thompson pushes off on Deem after the turnover, and we're going to get two more free throws for the guy who just calmly knocked two down. Fourth foul of the game on Kendall Thompson, who I think was frustrated after the bad pass on the inbound, gave him really no chance to field that one. And back Friday off the line as they'll get their big man down defensively, who's played the entire second half without picking up his fourth foul. Butler and Gibson, the low post men for the Silver Streak, hoping for a chance to rebound here. But Deem's first one is perfect. Metamora, after struggling from the free throw line early in the game, is now extending the lead here in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Deem's second one is good as well. After the Streaks tied it, Metamora has scored four straight. Two free throws, a Streaks turnover, and a five-second call as Johnson can't find anybody to get it inbound. And the Streaks, back-to-back turnovers, could allow Metamora to pull away here at the very end with 65 seconds to play. On the inbound, Deem gets it into Friday. Hands it off to Cannell on the outside. Now wide open on the right side. They get it over to Greaves. Streaks have to chase, and now they get the pass away to Deem, working his way in on Lamont Ross. Cannell back out to the midcourt circle. Greaves, Coach Mike Reynolds, begging his players to get out, play some defense. around a screen and a travel called on Jackson Greaves as he worked around the screen set by Friday, and then when he picked up his dribble, apparently dragged his pivot foot.
Okay, that could be a game saver for us. We're down four. If we can get a three or even a two right now, we're still in it.
Thompson up court to Butler. Now they give it off to Chad Johnson. Steps left over to Kendall for three. In and out. Rebound put back. Aslan too strong, but he's fouled from the backside as Ben Friday picks up his fourth foul, and Aslan will get presumably a two-shot foul here on the offensive rebound.
Yeah, Butler working hard in there, got the position on the big guy Friday.
That's his eighth rebound.
Four fouls on Friday now, and some big free throws coming up for Butler to keep us in this.
It will give Butler a 1-1 on the eighth team foul by Metamora. Under 37 seconds to play, and Butler missed it. Rebound juggled around by Greaves, but he does hang on to it. Now a tie-up as Butler gets in, dives in, creates the loose ball, and on the alternating possession, the Streaks are going to get it back, and Coach Mike Reynolds was ready to send somebody in for Aslan defensively. They had him at the scoring table, and as soon as the Streaks turned it over, he screamed for Trevon Diggins to get away from the scoring table because he wants Aslan to stay in the game for offense. Down to 28 seconds to go. Gibson on the right side. Penetrates. Jump stop. Puts it up short. Gets his own rebound. Put back. And a foul. No basket. But he gets two free throws here.
Now, win or lose, you can't fault the effort in the fourth quarter. These kids have been crashing the offensive boards, especially Gibson and Butler. Eight offensive rebounds.
And they each have eight rebounds themselves. Yeah,
they're just really outworking Metamora on that end right now, but we're just not shooting well enough as we miss another free throw there to get any results.
Silver Streaks are 2-for-4 from the free throw line this fourth quarter. And they trail by four with 21 seconds to go. Come on, Grant, make the second one. He does not. It's in and out. Friday with a rebound. Now the Streaks have to foul quickly if they can't get the turnover in the backcourt. Still with the pressure on. Up court pass. Metamora throws it away. And the Streaks are going to get it on their end of the floor now.
They have given us so many opportunities.
Eight turnovers in this fourth quarter after they turned it over only six times through the first three quarters. But now down to 12 and a half seconds to play. Time really against the Streaks. Chad Johnson gets it inbound to Grant Gibson. Galesburg needs a quick score. Down to 10. Quick up court pass. Lamont Ross driving in. Missed the layup. Butler with the rebound. Put back is no good. And knocked out of bounds with 1.8 seconds to go in the game. And Metamora gets it back.
A lot of effort, no results. And that's your ball game.
47-43. Metamora wins it on four free throws at the end of the game. The post-game show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supply, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your bet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. The official WGIL forecast, cloudy and rainy throughout the night, 38 overnight for the low. Sunday, decreasing clouds. It'll be breezy with winds gusting near 25 miles per hour, the high near 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy and cooler. Look for a low near 29. Monday, partly sunny, the high 35. Cloudy down to 26 on Monday night. By Tuesday, cloudy, the high only up near 32. Right now, it is 47 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Tough loss for the Silver Streaks here tonight at John Thiel Gymnasium as they fall to the Metamora Redbirds, 47-43, their third consecutive loss now. Metamora improves to a hard-fought 5-0. Was not a pretty game by any means. And Metamora, which didn't look too good shooting free throws early in the game, made 12 of their last 14. And the four free throws at the end of the game ended up being the difference. 47-43, Silver Streak sophomores did win tonight, 66-55, their first win of the season, but the varsity leaves stung a little bit as they rallied back from a 9-point deficit, a furious comeback in the fourth quarter to get it tied at 43 with about 2 minutes to go in the game, and lots of opportunities down the stretch. And Jim, I guess maybe that's again where the inexperience shows, not able to convert, and really some pretty good looks they had too.
They did. I think whichever team leaves the court tonight with the loss feels pretty frustrated about it, because it was a winnable game for both teams. And I think as the season goes along, if you follow these two teams, you're going to see a lot more games like this, just because of that inexperience factor that, you know, neither team with guys coming back that have been challenged intensely in a lot of these high-pressure varsity games. And so just when you think we were out of it down nine, we come storming back, largely based on some of their mistakes handling the ball.
Which they hadn't done up
right
to that point in the game.
And then we just look like we're going to maybe get over the top, and then they come down and score. We inbound it, turn it over, they score. We turn it over again. Three straight times, we never even got it down the court.
Got it to half court.
Yeah, Deem hits four free throws, and that ends up being the ball game, even though we were able to get three more shots to the basket because of our hard work. But hard work didn't pay off in this one. It kept us close, but it didn't result in a victory, because in addition to the hard work, you've got to be able to get it in the basket somehow at the end, and we just ultimately had nobody to step up and hit the big shots for us.
So the Silver Streaks fall tonight by a final of 47-43. Assistant coach Steve Cheeseman will be joining us shortly as we'll get the coach's perspective from this game. Galesburg now 4-3 on the year. And again, their next game and their only game of the weekend next week is at home against the Quincy Blue Devils for the conference game. Quincy, tough loss at home to UT last night. Those are the top three teams in the conference, we think, or a lot of people think, coming into the season, is Moline, UT, and Quincy. So those two went head-to-head. I'm still a little surprised that the Panthers went down there and won it by two, this early in the season anyway.
Yeah, from what I was hearing, though, coming out of that Rock Island tournament, heard a lot of good things about United Township. People thought that they were a little better than they thought they might be, even.
Well,
and so maybe that is the case, because I can't think who I was talking to. Ryan Weber or somebody the other night said, yeah, Quincy's playing really well. So, big win for United Township down there. And, of course, Moline still a big factor, but with the loss last night of Atwater, that makes them, I'd say it's really a three-team race now that's dead even. Moline, I think, still had the edge with Atwater in there, but with him out, you got three teams that's just complete toss-up, I think, now.
Well, and remember, Quincy wasn't real good last year. They were about a 500 team and well below 500 in the Western Big Six Conference, but they brought everybody back in a year in which Galesburg lost most of their offense. Rock Island lost most of their offense. Alleman is now riding, a 25-game losing streak in the Western Big Six Conference. So they've had their share of struggles. And here's UT, Moline, and Quincy. Well, Moline didn't bring everybody back, but they brought their three most important players back. And so you get UT and Quincy thrown in there now, and it's I'm not counting Rock Island. I don't care what they say about everything they lost. They did win last night, so they're 1-0 in the conference, and we'll see them in a couple weeks.
And they've got the dominant big man in the league.
Yes, they do.
And when you got that, if your guards can hit some shots, you're still – that's a coach used to tell me. He said, you give me a good point guard and a good big man, and I can play with anybody. And they've got the good big man, so if they find a point guard that can run the show and they play good defense, you know, Tom Siegel will have them playing pretty good ball before it's all over.
Yeah, no question about it. Why don't we go ahead and take a look at our final numbers here, Jim. We have Mike Reynolds out of the locker room, but no Steve Cheeseman, so maybe we'll wait on Coach Reynolds instead tonight and go ahead and take a look at the numbers first this evening instead.
All right. The numbers as the game went along were pretty comparable for both teams. A little ebb and flow, but by the time we got to the final figures, they were almost identical in shooting. Metamora, 17 of 44, 38%. They were 3 of 3 in the fourth quarter. They didn't have to take many shots. They turned it over a lot and then shot some free throws to win. Silver Streaks were just 5 of 16 in that fourth quarter. Yeah. All those opportunities we generated with hard work but just couldn't get the results. We end up 17 of 42, 40%. So almost identical shooting percentages, just a real different way that they went about it. Rebounds, another oddity. We couldn't get a second chance hardly through three quarters, and then we put up 10 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. Most of those, Gibson and Butler just working their tails off in there, but rarely did they get the opportunity to put the ball back in the basket, and we didn't shoot free throws very well either to take advantage of it. So all told, the rebounding edge of the Silver Streaks, 32 to 29 in this one tonight. And a turnover count still too high. We can't turn it over 20 times with no more offensive firepower than we've had of late. We had 20 turnovers tonight. Metamora, which took such good care of the basketball through three quarters with just 5 turnovers. You and I were glowing in our compliments of how well they took care of the ball and how tough it would be to come back on them. And they started throwing it all over the place. Ended up with 7 fourth quarter turnovers and 12 for the game. So. Every night, something a little different, I guess.
Guess we should have seen the handwriting on the wall when they turned it over carelessly without even getting it inbounds to start the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I guess that should have been our signal that things were going to turn around, but just didn't turn enough around for the Silver Streaks tonight. The rest of the team stats, Silver Streaks, let's see. I didn't even add 3 for 8. They were 3 for 8 from three-point range heading into the fourth quarter and then went 3 for 10 in the fourth quarter, so they finished 6 of 18, even 33%. Metamora shot only 1 of 13 from three-point range. They missed their first 12 and then made the last one that they shot. Redbirds were 12 of 17 from the free-throw line. Silver Streaks, as you mentioned, Jim, didn't shoot free throws well tonight. They finished under 50% and got only 7 free-throw attempts to boot. So 3 for 7 from the free-throw line. And with those two turnovers in the last minute of the game, right under the Metamora basket, were probably the two biggest keys of the game in terms of the Silver Streaks not being able to come back and win this one here tonight. Individual scoring, the Silver Streaks did put two players in double figures, Aslan Butler with 17 points and just one rebound short of another double-double. Grant Gibson had 10 points and 8 rebounds for his career high here at GHS. Lamont Ross had 7, 5 of those in the first quarter. Kendall Thompson finished with 4. Drew Nall with 3. Austin Garnett had 2. Trevon Diggins, Chad Johnson, and Ryan Carl did not score for the Silver Streaks. For Metamora, led by Jared Deem with 15 tonight. Pretty balanced scoring overall. Tian and Chen had 9. Ben Friday and Joe Cannell each had 8. David Gwilandry with 5. Grant Billimack off the bench with 2. And Jackson Greaves got into some foul trouble. Led Metamora in rebounding with 8. But Greaves did not score. Take a break here on the post-game show. Anticipate a word with the Streaks coaching staff. Looks to be Mike Reynolds when we get a chance to talk with him. As the Silver Streaks fall tonight, 47-43, their third straight loss. They are 4-3 on the season. Metamora's 5-0. Back with more Silver Streaks post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Pratty, at Pratty Insurance, for more information today to start saving.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Metamora defeats the Galesburg boys basketball team 47-43 despite a furious fourth quarter comeback. Jim Lee is now with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Coach, one of those frustrating games where you can't walk away saying, well, I didn't like anything I saw out there, because we saw some great effort in that fourth quarter, especially from Butler and Gibson, keeping the ball alive and trying to get shots, but a case of too many turnovers and different things cost us a game.
Well, I think, you know, in the first half we had it charted that they got it 50-50 balls. They outdid us 6-1 in loose balls, and then in the third quarter they were 4-1. So after three quarters it was 10-2, and you know we had played 10 guys at that point. So I guess you can keep pulling the string. We had three or other guys down there. I guess we keep pulling the string, but it's frustrating that, you know, we had to wait till we were down, you know, 8 or 9 points before we thought we might lose this and start rolling. You're right. Frustrating is probably the right word.
The ball handling was probably the most frustrating part through a good stretch of the game. Metamora, a little bit stronger in pressuring the ball than we thought, and we just made some decisions that guys that haven't had a lot of varsity crunch time play made.
Well, they didn't pressure harder than I thought they were going to. I saw them on tape. They're long and athletic, and frustrating night, because, you know, I think that was a game that, you know, we missed four free throws and a layup in the last 30 seconds, and you lose by 4 points. That's tough to swallow. You know, we missed two free throws there at the end of the half that put us up, you know, a few more points. I mean, you know, the two layups you give in the end of the first half, it's a frustrating night. I mean, we did some good things. You know, you look at guys like Grant and Aslan, I think they played about as hard and as well as they're capable of, you know, but after that, we got to get more production out of guys to be, you know, we like our guys, we think they're playing hard, but you know, we got to amp up the production, too. It's got to be a double-edged sword.
And in a 47-43 game, just little sequences of two plays here, two plays there. We got burned deep twice for layups. I know that frustrated you. Then, of course, when we got the game tied, we couldn't get it in bounds twice down here, and that ultimately cost us the game on the four free throws.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't run our press breaker properly. We'd worked on that today for an hour at shoot-around. And so, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we're not going to – we've got to move forward. You know, you hate to say that, and you lost two games on the weekend. We knew this was a tough stretch of games, and it doesn't get any easier. You know, Quincy's really, really, really good. I'm assuming they'll win tonight at home against Batavia. But, you know, that's three home losses in a row for us, and maybe home cooking's not that great. Maybe we got to get on the road a little bit. But we'll get another one at home and see what happens.
Well, and you seemed like you were looking for somebody tonight to have a hot hand for a while, and there just really didn't seem to be any of that opportunity. It's not like we could say, well, let's get it to this guy or that guy because they're having a good night. It just, nobody was really very consistent shooting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think Aslan and Grant were the two aggressors. I mean, those were the guys that were aggressive. And you know, I've said it time and time again, aggressive wins. And, you know, you can say, well, you fouled a little too much or you did this. But you can't, you know, aggressive teams are usually the winners. The aggressive teams are usually the winners. And I think for, you know, if you did minute by minute who was most aggressive, I think, you know, we had them in the first quarter. We had them for about half the second quarter. And, you know, it was about even, but, you know, I guess, you know, their little stretch there at the end of the game was able to put them over the top.
Mike, thanks as always. We'll see you here again. One more home game before we head out on the road next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds, always good enough to join us after the Silver Streaks game, regardless of win or lose. And a tough loss here tonight, 47-43 to Metamora. Final timeout here on the postgame show. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is one envelope you'll want to open. It's a Christmas card from WGIL, and inside is a $100 gift card from one of our participating merchants. If you'd like to receive a WGIL Christmas gift card,
Sign up today at one of our participating businesses.
Sign up at Stray Cat Art on Seminary Street or at Brighter Life Bookshop on Simmons in downtown Galesburg.
Drawings start Wednesday, December 21st on the WGIL Morning News. For details, visit WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
47-43, Galesburg falls to Metamora this evening. Galesburg sophomores winners, 66-65. Final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim Lee. And it's nice when we can just look at each other and go, this guy? Yep, that's him.
We talked with Mike Reynolds about the two guys that really worked so hard at the end of the game to try and keep the ball alive and get us some points on the offensive end. And even though they didn't yield a lot of points, the effort was certainly there from both Aslan Butler and as well as for
Grant Gibson.
I keep wanting to call him Kurt Gibson. Watch too much baseball for Grant. Grant Gibson. And, you know, I think we're going to go with Grant tonight. He was not only in that series, but there are other times in this game where he's diving on the floor and kept – it didn't yield points, but his effort kept the possession with us. I bet he changed the arrow in our favor a couple of times as well tonight.
That was a real coming out party for him tonight.
Yeah, he was this is a freshman out there that's fighting against some Metamora kids that are real physically strong, and he just outworked him in a lot of cases to keep things alive. So, again, on the stat sheet, you might not see that many results for Grant Gibson, but everybody who was here tonight appreciated his effort because his hard work, I think, really kept us alive down the stretch. And so Grant Gibson gets the Crunch Time Player of the Game for the first time of what I'm pretty confident will be many times in his career here at GHS.
Had the first two three-pointers of the fourth quarter that started that Galesburg comeback and then just had some really big rebounds for Galesburg down the stretch in the fourth. But just not enough. And despite his effort, Streaks couldn't come back completely from the nine-point deficit in the fourth quarter. They did come back and tie the game, but then couldn't hang on to the lead and get over the top and ended up falling 47-43. So, Jim, see you next Friday night once again here at home against Quincy.
Have a good week.
And our thanks to Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball tonight. Be sure to join Tom and Eric Gibson next Thursday night when the Silver Streaks girls get back into action in Western Big Six Conference play as well against Rock Island, I believe. Does that sound right?
Yep, right.
All right.
Thursday night.
All right. Silver Streaks boys next Friday against Quincy, and that's the Galesburg boys' only game next week. For Tom Meredith, for Jim Lee, again, the Streaks fall tonight to Metamora. 47-43, good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.